Slightly different direction. Now, this is a poem called The Lesson. Came out of one of my books. Book actually called Karen's Cosmology. And so to speak, you know, after I came to this country, I kind of forgot my European childhood, and it took me years to begin remembering it. I mean, I just sort of wasn't thinking about it. I mean, you know, it wasn't that interesting. I had other things to worry about, and then at some point, you know, I started thinking about this. And so here, this poem is just really sort of one of those, you know, just waking up and thinking about some of those things, and essentially thinking about history and, 20th century history. The poem is called The Lesson. It occurs to me now that all these years I have been the idiot pupil of a practical joker. Diligently and with foolish reverence, I wrote down what I took to be his wise pronouncements concerning my life on earth. Like a parrot, I rattled off the dates of wars and revolutions. I rejoiced at the death of my tormentors. I even became convinced that their number was diminishing. It seemed to me that gradually my teacher was revealing to me a pattern, that what I was being told was an intricate plot of a picaresque novel in installments, the last pages of which would be given over entirely to lyrical evocations of nature. Unfortunately, with time, I began to detect in myself an inability to forget even the most trivial detail. I lingered more and more over the beginnings. The haircut of a soldier who was urinating against our fence. Shadows of trees on the ceiling the day my mother and I had nothing to eat. Somehow I couldn't get past that prison train that kept waking me up every night. I couldn't get that whistle, that rumble out of my head. In this classroom, austerely furnished by my insomnia, at a desk consisting of my two knees, for the first time in this long and terrifying apprenticeship, I burst out laughing, forgive me, at the memory of my uncle charging a barricade with a homemade bomb. I burst out laughing.